We welcome to the Gospel Spotlight, Appointed. How are you?
I am better than I deserve.
I heard that. And congratulations. You've just picked up a couple of awards. Tell us about those awards. I know it must have been exciting for you.
Yes, the first kind of say, oh, happy day.
Hey.
Yes, it was definitely exciting. I was not expecting it. And I turned into a big old crybaby, you know, just crying about it because it was just like such an honor and so overwhelming and such a great moment.
So it was two Radio Alliance Gospel Music Awards.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Not one, but two.
That must
really make you feel great.
I'm telling you, it's an amazing thing because with the Gospel Radio Alliance Awards, they also have a committee of or a board of or a group of radio people, you know, people, affiliates that actually voted as well. So it wasn't just like public voting. It was affiliates voting at the end. And then there was a committee that reviewed your music in the first place to see if it could even qualify. So, you know, went through some stages before it was actually accepted. And then to actually get an award was just like totally awesome.
Let's talk about the new single, Opposites. Tell us about that.
Opposites, my baby. I'm so in love with this song. Of course I'm in love with all the songs that I write. And this is the current child. It's the latest child. And it's a song that talks about how, you know, in Christ we get this new life. And if you really think about it, it's like if you want to live, you've got to die. If you want to receive, you've got to give. It's the opposite. It's the opposite. And it's definitely the opposite of what the world teaches us.
What motivates you? What gives you that drive?
I believe what gives me the drive is just knowing that, you know, there are people out there that need to be reached and that God selected me. You know, if he could use anybody, but the Lord saw fit to allow me to be the person to deliver songs like Opposite and Call Me and Your Love and whatever songs I'm writing, or if it's preaching, you know, however he's using me, whatever capacity, this is my calling. This is the place that God wants me. So that motivates me to keep doing what he wants me to do because I love him.
Is there an added pressure on you knowing that you have the name Appointed, which means to be selected or destined to fill an office? Is there an added pressure just having that name?
I don't believe so at all, because I actually believe we're all appointed and we're all designated and assigned, you know, different, you know, ways that God can use us. Some, you know, there's this whole body, but with many members, you know, like a finger doesn't do the same thing that a foot does, or a toe does, rather. So it's like everybody gets an assignment, and we just need to, like, walk in that. And when we do, it's okay. We're in his will.
If you were to have to describe your music, how would you describe it?
I would describe it as encouraging. You know, I don't know if that's quite the description you're looking for, but I would describe it as being music that encourages and music that says, come on, let's press, let's push, let's endure until the end, let's hold on, let's hang in there, let's trust him. You know, that's what I would say about my music.
With all that's going on today, how important is it for you to minister to young folks, to young adults?
Well, I really and truly believe that it's important for me to minister to, you know, those that God has in my circle of influence. And if that's young people or older people or in between, you know, rich, poor, white, black, whatever it is, it's important for me to do that because that's where, you know, that's where I belong. That's where I'm suited. That's where I'm going to be heard and received. So that's important to me. I do know that our young people are truly suffering with the breakdown of the family and the falling away of morality, you know, in our country. I know that people are suffering, specifically young people. And so, of course, you know, I have a heart for that and a heart for people that are poor, a heart for people that are homeless, people that are in prison. You know, all those people, they matter to me. And I do my best to serve as God allows me and calls me.
Is it hard being a female in the industry today?
I think it's hard being a male or a female. If you have a gender and you're in the industry, it's hard on folks out here.
Hey.
In the industry. Yeah, it's definitely hard. You know, I don't know if it's uniquely hard for a woman, but I do believe that it's just hard, period. Like, it's just, like, tough. It's a tough industry. And that's sad, but that's what it is. To me, anyway. I mean,
okay.
Other people may find that it's different.
How do you like doing videos?
I don't like videos. I don't like pictures.
Oh, wow.
I don't like phone calls.
Oh, man.
I like texts. I like to text, you know. That's my thing, texting. But I don't like videos. I'm not even sure they like me.
Wow. You're a beautiful lady, you know, so, I mean, wow.
I just don't like them. I don't like being all in the camera like that. I'm like, can you get that camera away from me? And, you know, it's like, seriously. But I've learned, you know what I learned? One thing I learned is, like, in the beginning. So in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. In the beginning, a point it learned that if you don't smile in that picture, it's going to be horrible. So I don't mean mugging those pictures if I can help it, unless you catch me off guard. I still try to smile and stuff. Because to me, the pictures look so much worse when you don't smile. But I don't really like picture taking.
Okay.
Or video taking. What about you?
Wow. Well, I'm like you. I like to travel kind of incognito, you know?
Yeah.
You know, that's why I'm on the radio, so you can only hear my voice.
You know what I'm talking about. You know, you're trying to slip in and stuff, and then people want a picture. I'll get your picture.
Yeah.
So I learned that it's not going to go away, right? So
right.
I had to accept it, that this is part of it.
Yeah.
And so I'm doing my best to cope within, you know, something that you just really and truly can't get away with. You got to take the picture.
Yes, right. Now, for Opposites, how can folks get their hands on Opposites? How can they download it? How can they buy it? How can they support you?
Okay, well, Opposites is distributed through Sony Music, and you can get it on all the digital outlets, the smaller ones, the bigger ones, you know, it's out there. The song's out there. And I want to just say that DJ Matt Cummings, he has a Podomatic, I think that's what you call it. He's been having the whole CD up on his website. And so far, I believe we have about 72,000 downloads.
Wow.
Of that. I know, isn't that pretty amazing?
Yeah.
There's like 22 people on there, including like Carlette Martin, Kendra Smith, The Singing Nurse, GC Cameron, that used to be on the Spinners, you know, so.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, Jerusalem, hey. Faith Walking, you know, there's a group of people on there. There's 22 artists, and I think it's an amazing project. And you can find Opposites, like I said, on all the digital places. You can go to www.appointedmobi, M-O-B-I, and look me up on Facebook, Minstrel Appointed, Twitter, Appointed, A-P-P-O-I-N-T. ND or appointed on Instagram. So, you know, I said 3 times, right?
Right. Hey, yep. So, are you touring any now or what are you doing?
Yeah, it's not like, you know, like how some people, you know, have a name for their tour and all that. It's not like that. But I've got like a whole bunch of dates. But my calendar is pretty full.
Okay.
Through October, and everywhere that I'm going, I'm doing my best to share Opposites. And the ministry of Opposites, because it's a song about my own personal testimony, but it's also a song that reminds believers that, you know, God has called us into this opposite life. So if we're still living like that old life, we need to examine ourselves and get straight, get corrected, so that, you know, we see it, we'll see him as a friend.
It is our guest inside of the Gospel Spotlight. Always a joy to talk to Appointed. Don't forget, she has a new single. It's called Opposites. Folks, go out, support, pick up Opposites, download, Appointed. Thank you for your time, and thank you for joining us inside of the Gospel Spotlight.
Thank you. A big old shout out to you, too, for letting me be on here. Thank you so much. Love you.
Love you, too. It's Appointed.
Bye-bye.